Hey everyone, and welcome to our deep dive today. We're going to be tackling a topic that's it's pretty mind-bending. It's quantum physics and the law of attraction. Have you ever felt like, I don't know if you've had this experience, but some people just attract good things, you know, like they have a secret formula for being successful and happy. Well, today we're diving deep into a concept that might just explain it all. Now, I'm sure you've heard of the law of attraction before. It's the idea that like attracts like. So basically, your thoughts, your emotions, and even your energy can influence the experiences that you bring into your life. Now, I know what you're thinking. It sounds a little too good to be true, right? But what if I told you that? Quantum physics might actually back this up. Get ready to have your mind blown, because we're about to go deep into the quantum realm, where things get really interesting. And don't worry, you don't need a physics degree to understand this. We've got expert speaker here to guide us through the fascinating world of quantum principles.
That's right. We're going to unpack this in a way that makes sense. Even if you've never stepped foot in a physics lab, what I find so captivating about quantum physics is that it delves into the very building blocks of reality, where things are not as fixed and predictable as they might seem in our everyday lives. And what you'll discover is that some of these quantum principles actually echo the core concepts of the law of attraction.
Okay, I'm already intrigued. So let's start with a foundational principle in quantum physics that seems to resonate with this idea of like attracts like. What's the deal with the observer effect?
The observer effect. Well, it's really one of the cornerstones of quantum physics. So imagine for a moment that you're trying to observe a tiny particle, like an electron, for example. Now, the strange thing is, until you actually measure or observe it, that electron exists in a hazy cloud of possibilities. It could be here, could be there, or somewhere else entirely.
So it's like until we focus our attention on something, it just exists in this weird state of potential, like a coin spinning in the air, you know, both heads and tails at the same time, until it finally lands.
That's a great analogy. It's not until the act of observation, that moment you decide to measure or to look at that electron. It's like it chooses a definite state. So in a way, your observation forces it to collapse all those possibilities into a single reality. And here's where it gets really mind-blowing. Some physicists believe that our thoughts and our intentions, they could act as a kind of observer in our own lives, similar to the scientists observing the electron in the lab.
Wait, so you're saying that my thoughts aren't just random noise in my head, but they could actually be shaping the world around me. So like, I'm not just a passive observer, but I'm actually actively participating in creating my reality.
That's precisely what the law of attraction proposes. It suggests that our focus and energy can actually influence the opportunities and the experiences that come our way. Now, it's not about magically conjuring things out of thin air with just a mere thought, but it does suggest that by directing our attention and intention, we might be able to kind of nudge the probabilities in our favor. For instance, think about two tuning forks. You strike one, and the other starts to vibrate at the same frequency, even though they're not physically touching. So perhaps our thoughts and intentions act like that first tuning fork, setting a specific vibration that resonates with similar energies in the universe.
Whoa, okay, that's pretty powerful stuff. So it's not just about wishful thinking, but about consciously choosing what we focus on and aligning our energy with the outcomes we want.
Exactly. And that brings us to another really mind-boggling concept, superposition. So according to quantum physics, a particle can actually exist in multiple states simultaneously until it's observed. It's not just that we don't know its state. It literally exists in all possible states at once. This means that multiple outcomes are possible in any given situation. But our focus and intention could play a role in determining which possibility becomes our reality.
So instead of just hoping for things to change, we actually have the power to choose which of those possibilities we want to experience. It's like we're holding a deck of cards, each representing a different potential outcome. And our focused intention helps us choose the winning hand.
You're catching on quickly. And remember, it's not just about positive thinking. It's about aligning your actions with your intentions. So if you want to manifest something, visualize it, feel it, and then take steps that support that vision.
This is starting to feel less like abstract physics and more like a blueprint for designing our lives.
And that's just the beginning. There's one more concept that adds another layer to this, entanglement. So entanglement shows that particles can be linked in a way that defies our usual understanding of space and time, even when separated by vast distances. If you change the state of one entangled particle, the other particle instantly changes its state as well.
Okay, that's just wild. So are we saying that everything in the universe is somehow interconnected?
That's what quantum entanglement suggests. And it raises some really fascinating questions, like, If we emit positive energy, are we influencing and attracting similar energy from the world around us? Could our actions and intentions ripple outward, affecting the energy of others and shaping the collective reality we all experience?
Yeah, that's a lot to process. We've covered some pretty complex concepts here. Let's take a moment to let our listeners catch their breath, and then we'll delve into the practical side of all of this in part two. Stay tuned.
Welcome back. You know, we've been exploring some really profound quantum concepts, and it's amazing to think about how these ideas, once confined to theoretical physics, are now being explored in the realm of personal growth and self-development.
Yeah, it really is mind-blowing stuff. But I gotta admit, I'm still trying to wrap my head around how all these quantum principles actually translate to real life.
Mm-hmm.
It all sounds super fascinating, but what can our listeners actually do with this information?
That's a great question, and that's exactly what we're going to explore now, how to take these abstract concepts and turn them into actionable steps for creating positive change in our lives.
Okay, I'm ready to get practical. So where do we start?
Well, we talked about the observer effect, right? And how our observation can influence reality. So one powerful technique that taps into this principle is visualization. Quantum physics suggests that everything is energy, and our thoughts are part of that energetic field. So by vividly imagining the outcome that you want, you're essentially acting as the observer. Who's shaping that reality?
So if I want to manifest let's say a more fulfilling career, I would spend time each day visualizing myself doing work that I love, feeling the satisfaction of achieving my goals, and seeing myself surrounded by supportive colleagues.
Precisely. And here's the key. Don't just see it in your mind's eye. Feel it with every fiber of your being. Engage all of your senses in the visualization. What does it feel like to be in that fulfilling career? What emotions are you experiencing? What do you see? What do you hear? Even smell in that environment? The more real you can make it in your mind, the stronger the energetic signal you send out into the universe.
It's like creating a blueprint for the reality you want.
That's a great way to put it. But visualization is just one piece of the puzzle. We also talked about how action is crucial, right? It's not enough to just sit on your couch and daydream. You have to take inspired action that aligns with your vision.
So in the case of manifesting a fulfilling career, that might mean like taking courses to develop new skills, updating my resume, networking with people in my field, or maybe even starting a side project. That allows me to explore my passion.
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot where intention meets action. You're not just passively hoping for things to change. You are actively co-creating that change with the universe.
This is making a lot of sense. But what about those times when you know you're doing all the right things? You're visualizing, you're taking action, you're putting out positive energy, but you're still running into obstacles and setbacks. Does that mean the law of attraction isn't working?
That's a common question, and it's important to remember that. The journey of manifestation isn't always a straight line. Setbacks and challenges are a natural part of the process. They don't necessarily mean you're doing something wrong. In fact, they can often be valuable opportunities for growth and learning.
So instead of viewing those challenges as failures, we should see them as a chance to maybe course correct, reassess our approach, and maybe even discover a new path that's even better suited for us.
Exactly. Remember, the universe works in mysterious ways. Sometimes what we think we want isn't actually in our highest good. Those setbacks might be the universe's way of nudging us in a different direction, one that ultimately leads to greater fulfillment.
That's a really empowering perspective. It's not about avoiding challenges altogether, but about learning to navigate them with grace and resilience.
And that's where the power of our mindset comes in. Instead of getting discouraged by setbacks, try to view them as opportunities for growth and refinement. Trust that the universe has a bigger plan, even when things get tough.
It's about surrendering to the process.
Yeah.
And having faith that we're exactly where we're supposed to be.
Precisely. And remember, we're all interconnected. The energy we put out into the world matters. So even when things get challenging, try to focus on emitting positive energy. It might not change the situation immediately, but it can definitely shift your perspective and influence how you experience it.
That's such an important reminder. You know, our energy is contagious. And by choosing to focus on positivity, we're not only helping ourselves, but also contributing to a more positive collective energy.
Absolutely. And speaking of positivity, there's another powerful practice that aligns beautifully with these quantum principles: gratitude.
Okay, I'm all ears. Tell me more about that connection between gratitude and quantum physics.
Well, quantum physics suggests that everything is energy, right? And gratitude is one of the highest vibrational frequencies that we can emit. So by focusing on what we're grateful for, we're essentially shifting our energetic state to a higher level. And that can have a really profound impact on our reality.
So it's not just about wanting more, but about appreciating what we already have. And by focusing on those things, we're actually attracting more abundance into our lives.
That's the idea. Gratitude is like a magnet for abundance. And it doesn't have to be complicated. It can be as simple as taking a few moments each day to reflect on the good things in your life, no matter how small they may seem. It could be the warmth of the sun on your skin, a delicious meal, a kind gesture from a stranger, or the love of your family and friends. The more we practice gratitude, the more we train our minds to focus on the positive. And that can have a ripple effect on every aspect of our lives.
This is all starting to click for me. We're talking about shifting our perspective, raising our vibration, and aligning our energy with the reality we want to experience. It's like we're becoming conscious creators of our own lives.
That's a beautiful way to put it. That's the essence of what we're exploring here. It's about recognizing that we have more power than we often realize to shape our reality.
This is truly inspiring stuff. We've covered so much ground already. Before we wrap up part two, any other practical tips or insights that our listeners can use to start incorporating these quantum principles into their lives?
Well, the key is to start small and be consistent. You don't have to try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Just choose one or two of these practices that resonate with you and start integrating them into your daily routine. Maybe it's spending 5 minutes each morning visualizing your goals, or keeping a gratitude journal, or simply paying more attention to your thoughts and choosing to focus on the positive. The more you practice, the more natural it will become, and the more you'll start to see the power of these principles at work in your life.
Amazing advice, expert speaker. We're going to take another quick pause, but when we return in part three, we'll explore some real-life examples of how people are using the law of attraction and these quantum principles to manifest incredible things in their lives. Stay tuned. Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We've been on quite a journey, you know, exploring this fascinating intersection of quantum physics and the law of attraction. It's really incredible to think about how these principles might empower us to shape our own reality. Expert speaker, you've given us so much to think about already.
It has been a truly mind-expanding conversation. And you know what's even more exciting is that we're just scratching the surface of what's possible when we combine these principles with conscious intention.
Okay, so for this last part of our deep dive, I thought it'd be awesome to hear some real-life stories about how people are using the law of attraction and these quantum principles to bring amazing things into their lives. What have you seen out there, expert speaker? Any inspiring stories that really illustrate the power of these ideas?
Oh, absolutely. I've come across so many stories of people who have used these principles to manifest everything from their dream jobs and loving relationships to better health and financial abundance. One story that always stands out to me is about a woman who used visualization and positive affirmations to overcome a chronic illness.
Wow, that's powerful. Tell me more about that.
So she had been struggling with this illness for years, and traditional medicine wasn't really giving her much relief. So she decided to take a different approach. She started visualizing herself as healthy and full of energy, feeling the vitality coursing through her body. She also started using affirmations, speaking to herself in positive and encouraging ways, declaring her healing.
So she was using the power of her mind and her words to shift her energy and create a new reality for herself.
Exactly. She also incorporated practices like meditation and gratitude into her daily routine. She was really committed to changing her mindset and aligning her energy with her desired outcome.
And what happened?
Well, the results were incredible. Within a few months, her symptoms began to improve dramatically. Her doctors were astonished by her progress, and she eventually made a complete recovery. It really highlights how we have more influence over our health and well-being than we often realize.
That is so inspiring. It shows that we don't have to be victims of our circumstances. We have the power to create positive change in our lives. Do you have any other examples of how people are harnessing these principles to make a difference?
Oh, there are so many. I've spoken to entrepreneurs who used visualization and the law of attraction to build thriving businesses. You know, they started with a clear vision of what they wanted to achieve. They visualized themselves succeeding, and then they took aligned action to make it happen.
Yeah, so it's not just about wishing and hoping. It's about taking those concrete steps to bring that vision to life.
You got it. It's about aligning our actions with our intentions. And I've also met people who have used these principles to manifest loving relationships. They got really clear on the qualities they desired in a partner. They visualized themselves in a happy and fulfilling relationship. And then they put themselves out there to meet new people. They took action that supported their vision.
So it's like,
yeah,
they were using the law of attraction to draw the right person into their lives.
Yeah.
But they weren't just passively waiting for love to appear. They were actively creating opportunities for connection.
Precisely. And you know what's really interesting is that many of these people reported experiencing synchronicities that seemed to guide them toward their partners. They might have bumped into their future partner at a coffee shop or been introduced through a mutual friend.
Sounds like those serendipitous moments we discussed earlier, like the universe was orchestrating events to bring them together.
Exactly. And it all started with their focused intention and willingness to take action. You know, these stories really highlight how we can use these principles to create positive change in any area of our lives.
These stories are so uplifting. They offer a real sense of hope and possibility.
Yeah. It's like, if they can do it, so can we. Absolutely. And one of the most beautiful things about these principles is that they're available to everyone. You don't need any special skills or knowledge to start using them. It's simply about understanding how energy works and learning to harness it consciously.
So what's the key takeaway for our listeners today, expert speaker? What's the one thing you want them to remember from our deep dive into quantum physics?
And the law of attraction.
I think the most important message is this. You are a powerful creator. Quantum physics suggests that reality isn't fixed. It's constantly being shaped by our thoughts, our emotions, and our intentions. The law of attraction simply provides a framework for understanding and harnessing this incredible power. So choose your thoughts wisely. Focus on what you want to manifest. And take inspired action. The universe is conspiring to support you. But you have to take that first step.
Beautifully said, expert speaker. That's a perfect note to end on.
We've come to the end of our deep dive into quantum physics and the law of attraction. What a fascinating and empowering exploration. Before we say goodbye, I want to leave you with one final thought-provoking question to ponder. If our thoughts really do have the power to shape our reality, what will you choose to focus on and manifest today? Keep exploring. Keep dreaming. And keep creating the life you desire. Until next time, keep diving deep.